Broke nigga and stoner. My sister.
Top two. And broke is not number two.
Eh?
Top two.
And broke is not number
two. Broke dick and stoner dick, they're top two. And
but broke men have so much time.
That's why they don't have to because they don't have to do what they're doing. Hi, my name is Valerie.
My name is T Gobbs.
And welcome to the Lucky Relatable Podcast.
Lucky Relatable.
Where are some things that we say? Not some things. A lot of things that we say
are low-key relatable.
So we're gonna start with the stuff that you guys sent to us. Sorry, I just trailed off. Smoking weed is bad for your health. Because, like, I literally just trailed off for a split second. I'm sure it's in the edits. I just trailed off for a second. I was like, okay, let's come back. Somebody said that I changed their life.
Aww.
I want to take it as me because Tommy wasn't here last season.
I wasn't.
And Tamara isn't here. So
yeah,
someone said,
it's you.
You changed my life. Listening to you literally has made me a more confident baby girl.
That's so sweet. I love that for you.
Honestly, you know, one thing I always do with my friends, I always remind them who the fuck they are, because
real shit,
life, people, situations, and a whole bunch of other shit would want to try to tell you who you are. It's important to surround yourself with people that would remind you that you are that bitch. And then some. A bag of chips, sorry. It's the English one that's a disgrace me. But then the next thing I saw is, who is your new co-host? I'm curious. I'm a big fan of the podcast.
Welcome.
She's a new co-host.
To a new dispensation.
So, someone said, lack of confidence. Here is one thing I have been battling with. How can I overcome it? You know, when people say fake it till you make it, I think it's a thing. I think not everybody, some people are confident in nature, mm-hmm. but not everybody is born as confident as you meet them.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like as you grow older, your confidence increases.
Yeah.
And confidence can come from so many other things. So I feel like a lack of confidence means that you're attaching your confidence to something you don't have.
Yeah.
And you need to...
Or something that's not a constant in your life.
I should start doing motivational talks.
I think so.
Aspire to perspire.
Yeah, it's going. Yeah, honestly, as like new age as this sounds, affirmations help. Almost stand in the mirror and tell yourself you're the baddest bitch to have ever walked this earth.
I agree.
And after a while,
there's power. That's literally
there's power in the tongue. Yeah.
Like affirmations is there's power in the tongue.
Yeah.
So like I feel like if and like I said before, like it's something that you're lacking that you're basing your confidence on, and you need to base your confidence on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have some character. If you have some character and you have some values and you know who you are, it's easier to pivot where you're basing your confidence on and just like do better.
Exactly.
I think that also what would be a confidence booster? I think bet on yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you've set yourself to do,
mm-hmm.
do them and like do them well. I feel like we don't understand the impact of positive reassurance and like
reinforcement. Yeah. English, Abby. Word.
Positive reinforcement. Yeah. It does wonders.
And also hype yourself up. Like celebrate your small wins. Like I don't even believe in small wins. Yeah. A win is a win.
A win is a win.
Do you understand? When I am down bad, getting out of bed and doing one productive thing is a win. Regardless of how other people see things, bro, celebrate yourself, hype yourself up, and don't tie your confidence to things that you don't have or things that you aspire to have or like where you perceive other people's confidence comes from.
Yep, and that's a very good
one. Like I'm confident because I know my personality is lit. My personality hasn't always been lit because I used to be shy. But when I realized that, Omo, you have a great personality, it's like, why wouldn't people like me, why wouldn't people want to be around me?
Like, why wouldn't they?
Yeah. So you have to get yourself in that frame of mind, baby girl.
If you're a good person, like, if you know who you are.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a gremlin, I don't know. Celebrate that as well. Confidence, yeah. Celebrate that as well. But
we're preaching positive confidence.
Yeah.
Not Chris.
Yes.
So somebody else said, I'm so tempted to say her name because she's a clown. She said, like, no shade or whatever, but, like, you're a clown. And, like, you're going to find out why I said she's a clown. Because this lady said, a man that I failed to admit that I liked when he told me he liked me has a new girlfriend and has moved to another, and they have moved to another country together.
Baby girl, Tilo, it don't go.
My dear.
And it's good that they've even moved the because it's helping you. The
ship has sailed.
It's helping you get over the heartbreak.
They've rolled in the anchor.
Oh.
They're not, you cannot even see them again.
It's in the Atlantic.
Listen, the Otilo is it gone. Don't go. I don't understand. You know, when I was younger, I used to be very shy to express myself. And this one is even problematic because this man actually said he liked her. And she liked him at the time, but she refused to admit it.
So hold on, it's not even a guessing game.
Why are you now telling us that he has traveled? You, there's something wrong with you because why are you keeping tabs on the man that you don't want?
Also, don't go and break up their happy homo. Leave them alone. Leave them alone, no. My sister, leave them alone. Find a new person. And this time, don't make the same mistake twice. If you like the guy and he likes you.
The crazy thing. Mm-hmm.
You know more story, more of the story, Abby.
No, I think the crazy thing about human nature is just that, like, now her mind will be so fixated on him.
100%. She wants him bad.
What if?
Wants him bad.
He was literally right fucking there. So, like...
Sorry.
I have zero sympathy for people that fumble bags.
Yeah.
Like, use your
brain. Are the architect of their own...
I'm sorry.
Destruction. No offense.
Why didn't you think?
We are positive, but we know good life for you.
I don't feel bad for you. Next! Someone said, why is it always the guys who give broke nephew energy? The fuck? That wants me to call them daddy. Because, honestly...
They also need a boost of confidence.
But then, also, those people are the ones that are giving you dick enough for you to call them daddy. A broke man pennies and...
I don't believe that. You've said this to me once. You've told me...
That broke dick is the best dick.
Broke nigga dick and stoner dick. My sister...
Top two. And broke is not number two.
Eh?
Top two.
And broke is not number two.
Broke dick and stoner dick, they're top two. And
but broke men have so much time.
That's why they don't have to fuck. Because they don't have anything that they're doing.
They have so much time. Because all the time you're looking for. Oh, wow. They have it.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I've ever been turned out, like, 9 times. Okay, 9 is far. Let's say I've had sex 5 times. With a broke man? Oh, God, I'm casting myself. I don't know. Free that analogy, I was about to say. Let's just free it.
We don't do broke keys, no offense.
No. I can't say that too. I've dipped and dabbled.
Equal opportunity dating.
I don't do it anymore.
Okay. Previous equal opportunity dating.
I just feel like me, I'm not broke. I have things going for me. I have 1 or 2 here or there, you know? I feel like you should have 1 or 2 here or there. Like, even if you can only do, like, gifts and special occasions and, like, dinners and stuff, that's great. But let's say, like, nothing at all. Like, I'm now paying for you.
I went on a date, like, a food date, with a guy that didn't have bar like that. And when the check came and I came to the realization
that you were supposed to pay,
that I was the one that was paying, honestly, if the ground opened up and swallowed me, it would have been going. Like, it felt, you know how I always say, I don't want to die, but a coma would be nice. Yeah, that's how I felt. I didn't want to die, but a coma would be nice.
So when the bill came, did he pass it to you?
No, like, so the way it came, I asked for the bill, yeah. And then the waiter came. Because it's time to go.
To be honest, I actually don't mind, like, getting the bill sometimes, but
Not on the first date. That must be sick.
Not on the first date. Not if you ask me to the date. And not if...
we're just starting out.
If I get the bill, that means I like you. I fuck with you. If I... if I'm like...
yeah. Bro, I don't care how much I fuck with a guy. I'm not gonna lie. I know the feminist work. On the first date, I'm not paying.
For the bill has to do with feminism.
In just in case they rise up.
I'm a feminist and I've risen already.
I just in case you people rise up. Anyway, paying
the bill has nothing to do with feminism.
Motigbo, I've heard. Thank you very much, spokeswoman for feminists everywhere.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But Sha, the waiter came and said, "Oh, here's the bill," and faced him. And he looked at the waiter. And the waiter looked at him, and he looked at the waiter, and the waiter looked at him. He then put the bill in the middle of the table.
Ooh, the waiter.
Yeah, as per neutral ground. Mm-hmm. Then I looked at him, and he looked at me.
You were doing that Spider-Man.
And I was like, "Oh, the bill is here." And he was like, "Yeah, the bill is here." And then I... do you know what, yeah? All you fucking dickheads on Twitter that will tell the people to, "Oh, as a woman, you reach." I reached, though. That's how I ended up grabbing it.
My sis, why would you reach for the bill if you had no intentions of paying it?
Because everybody is looking at each other.
I'd like to know what went down. You should have just told the waiter to come back.
That what?
Did you tell the waiter to go and come back? Tell him he should go and come
back. The waiter had left.
Oh, so now it was between you and
it's
me.
Just me and him.
Why didn't you ask him how far this bill?
Because, to be honest...
you are too proud.
No. It's not that I'm too proud. Should I be very honest?
Did he eat on the day?
Mm-mm. He will not eat. He'll just drink? Be looking at me.
Did he do shots?
Of course.
Did he order the shots?
Of course.
He ordered the shots?
He ordered shots.
Wow. And that man would have given you the sex of your life.
God forbid. I'm...
The date ended there?
Where will it go from there?
Babe!
No, no,
can succeed.
No. I cannot be. I cannot be disappointed. Valerie, I cannot be disappointed twice.
Babe, I'm telling you.
Let me wait. Can I finish this fucking story? Yeah. After we look at each other, I now fake reach.
Bro, because you never laugh.
Exactly. I now fake reach, though. That's how, as I fake reach, the reach turns to real reach. I collect the bill. I open it. 129K.
What?
My sister, 129K. I was still doing, "Oh, I don't have my card." He was like, "Oh, I don't have my card either." Nigga, what?
We can't transfer.
If he's...
that's actually so crazy. But let's read. Let's leave this matter for when Matthias there. Let's
move. He paid me.
The 129K. No, he saw you, so I've collected this in orgasms. You're forming... I'm irritated. You're already in the gutter. Just roll. When you finish rolling, you stand up and go and bath. I don't know why.
You can't be. I don't believe that.
I just swam. Like,
nah. Not me.
I'm not calling broke men gutters. Oh, please.
I am not.
I meant a metaphorical.
Oh, gutter. So you're clearing yourself.
I have to just put that disclaimer. Get out of here.
Listen, my mentality that day was, I cannot be disappointed twice. You cannot disappoint me twofold. Let me just look at it and say, "Oh, I took a friend out to lunch and it was nice." And we move on with our life.
Yes, that's also another angle.
Somebody will now press me and the pressing will be mediocre. Oh, God. We have
like short or something.
I have to steal something from you now.
What will you steal?
I have to steal something from you now just to even up the stakes.
Let's get into today's conversation, I beg, before I forget what I wanted to say about
this. I'm screaming.
Today we're talking about workplace romance, and I was a bit conflicted as to whether I should talk about my workplace romance or not.
Okay. Are you going to talk about it?
But then I think that this entertainment industry is very, very broad, and there are nuances towards workplace
romance.
You know? Workplace and their romance. Like their nuances. So I would say workplace, like we industry, let's say all the presenters, or workspace like Mado is my office building and that's where I'm going.
Honestly,
to.
I feel like if we generalize it like, oh, industry, like for example, if we now say me, or we're generalizing it as music industry.
Everybody's your colleague.
Everybody is my colleague. Is that how I've now dated? How I've now dated a few of my colleagues from different I don't think so, dear.
You know,
I don't think so.
When I started working, I was obviously in a relationship. But when I started working in this industry, I used to say that I'll never have anything with this popular person. Like, I used to say that actively.
Until they start chasing you.
Yeah. I don't like it, though. I feel like we had this conversation.
Me, I liked my own.
Some scenarios I do enjoy, but I feel like the whole paparazzi,
the serere of it all. Feel like in all honesty, it depends on the person. Cause the one that I dated that year, this was a very long time ago. I beg, please, no, go search for it. I have forgiven him. The one I dated, it was very peaceful. Like, even when we would go out and stuff, it was never like, it was like I was in a bubble with him. Do you understand?
Lucky you.
But he wasn't the gra-gra type anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't. He was a very chilled guy.
I think, so yeah, are we deciding to generalize it like people in the industry or... I think workplace.
What is the workplace for a DJ? The club?
Yes, so.
I've never dated anyone out of the club.
No, I was dating.
Eh?
What was dating?
I've never even been on a date, like
what
a singular.
Of dating?
I've never slept with anybody that even is inside nightlife now. I've never gone on.
I don't know.
I don't like you.
Why did I throw you off? I don't know.
I don't know because...
I've never
anybody in nightlife I've never dealt with. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm a music exec kind of babe.
I hear that.
Behind the scenes.
I love it behind the scenes, man.
After I dated one artist and he showed me Shetty Go Banza, I swore I'd never do it again.
You dated who?
An artist.
I think artists, I understand like artists and all of that stuff contributing as workplace romance because I found myself saying that I don't want to have anything with certain people that are not necessarily in my field, like they're not presenters or whatever, but I found myself saying that I don't want to have anything to do with them because I don't want it to affect the possibility of us working together in the future.
Okay.
Because I respect their work ethic and our paths could cross. So I do think that our industry sphere can be defined as workspace. Well, like, let's say, like, if you're, like, limited to, like, a particular building or more.
No, that one is too close for comfort.
You know, what's so funny is... All I say is don't do it. Especially if... So, the first thing I'll say is, especially if the person is your superior. So, if the person is higher than you, it changes the dynamic of the situation. And you're at the risk of that person being able to fire you.
Fair.
Because you don't know... You can't control people's emotions. You don't know how the person is going to react, blah, blah, blah. If the person is your literal colleague, like someone that you work with, people talk. People are nosy.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, you become the butt of the jokes. And... I feel like 9 times out of 10, things, like, everything will always cast. Like, the love will, whatever it is will fizzle out, and then it will just become, like, something people banter about behind your back, which is so...
irritating.
Smelly. I think that if I should advise anybody, don't do workplace relationship. Look at Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
That's such on a different level.
It was a predator, but it was a workplace. Though she was working as an intern in the White House.
Yes, but why yourself could chase the president?
How did she chase? How could she? That's what I was saying.
Okay, why? Well, sorry, no, I take that back. Why will you allow the president to chase you? You say, Mr. President, Joy Shanumi.
You don't understand. Have you ever been in a position where somebody that can literally change the trajectory of your life propositions you for sex?
Valerie, wait.
I'm not talking about the leader of any... I'm not talking about anything. I'm talking about...
A person, yes.
Resident of the free world. The president of the United States of America.
And that's why you have to wear a... Well, 18. To be fair, she was very young, to be fair.
I'm an independent woman.
It's not about independent woman. You need, when things like this come up, you need to look at both sides of the coin. It can go very right, but at the same time, it can go very wrong.
Me, I feel like my unpopular opinion, and I always say it, is that Bill Clinton had no business. Everything that happened.
100%. It's his fault.
And that's the problem with the dynamic. You have too much power. Like, you can never say that relationship was consensual. Because...
It wasn't fair, no.
You have too much power. Yeah,
she has too much power.
You have too much power.
I agree with you there.
Like, I'm automatically... It's the same way I'm watching this show on Netflix. The Fall of the House of Usher. One of the siblings had two assistants that she used to make them do threesomes with her. Like, okay. When they come, she will send them to go and do all their work, all the minion work, everything. When they come back, as they're coming back and they're giving her reports, she's just walking to the bed and all of them, they'll strip and lie down and wait for her. One man, one guy, one babe. And she was fucking her assistants.
No.
The day they said they didn't want to do it again, the next thing she started fighting them, abusing them. After abusing them, she now asked them if they did what she asked them to do. The guy was like, really? Apparently they fell in love and they decided to quit. Mm. Like that, what she has been doing is weird. They started abusing her. That's when, like, she started abusing them. Like, that dynamic is, like, fucked.
Of course, no.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, she's this rich, powerful person of this position. And the babe said, like, this part of their relationship has always been weird, but she had just done it because probably ends meet. People, they starve, bro. So, like, I think workplace dynamics, man, if the person is your superior, it's a waste of time. And then if the person is your mate too, it's a waste of time. In general, relationships... I was about to go all the way left with this, but let me save my jadedness for something else. But I just feel like, honestly, they never end well. I've not heard of any workplace romance that ended well. Have you?
I have.
They got married?
Yes.
Did they stay married?
Yes.
Nice.
But I still don't believe in workplace romances. I feel like, but for me, it's completely like I think that one is even worse. Hey, Jesus. And that one is even worse. Workplace romances, I feel like you need a place to be yourself. And then you'll now be dating someone and coming to the same fucking office with them. That sounds like a nightmare. Get out of my face.
Is it dating or like even situationship self? Like, there's so many dynamics.
I feel like there's so many dynamics. It's workplace romances. I just feel like there are too many like variable factors for there to be peace. Like, it can't always be peaceful. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, even if it's a situationship.
Oh my God. Fair play.
Oh no, V was telling me to watch it, so I have to watch it. I think we're gonna watch it today.
Girl, you need to watch that film.
I'll watch it.
Because like workplace romances just never... I just don't approve. I don't support. I don't, because like I think another game that we play, which is funny in this generation, is that we always try to downplay the intimacy of sex.
Yes. Yes, like, yes.
It's a very intimate service. Like, I don't think you can get more vulnerable than when you're having sex.
Honestly, with someone.
When you're shitting.
Wait, what?
I don't know when it's more vulnerable. Like, you're, when you're in a vulnerable position, I don't know what literal position is more vulnerable than
maybe
having
when
sex
you're sleeping.
I think it's shitty because sleeping is such an attack, you can jump up and fly, but shit.
Wait, hold on. If you're shitting and someone tries to attack you, you're staying on the toilet. It's okay, don't worry. when you're ready to fight for your life, you let me know, dear. You let me know.
I just thought something so disgusting that I've done, I would do it for self-defense, but let me just not say it. Because I don't want people to really know how my brain works.
Okay. I already know where you're going with this. So I like that you are keeping it inside. Push it down. Push it deep down.
Anyway. Yeah. So I think it's like sex. We downplay the importance of like the intimacy of sex. And I think that's our first problem. If you know how important sex is, you'll be having sex with your coworker. Side eyes. Yes. Everybody does, honest. But I really want to hear people's stories.
I want to know what pushed you to sleep with your coworker.
Oh, Konji?
Then you don't know anybody outside.
I mean,
you don't know anybody outside. That is so your coworker people, that hook you.
Somebody I know started a workplace romance during lockdown.
Okay.
Lockdown, they were essential staff.
Okay.
So they were still going to work.
Okay.
And, like, you can only just go to work and go back home.
No, that's a different circumstance now.
So, I know someone that said the workplace romance during lockdown. Like, that's how, that's what caused it. Like,
so, where are they today?
Ah. Not in Duelo. Ended horribly. But, like, that is a circumstance. Do you think, will you give, like, a waiver because it was during lockdown?
It's not that I would give a waiver that it's during lockdown, but I can understand how they got there during lockdown. If you're saying it's because of Konji, now that the world is back to normal, quote unquote, and it's open, I don't know why it's only your workplace you are seeing people. You know they go club, you know they go restaurants.
Some people don't go to the club,
like, you don't go outside. You just enter your car, go to work, come back.
I just think that, and like another thing about this, like our industry is like, if the sensitivity of sex and stuff is sometimes even when you have consensual relationships with men that you want to, you're even like not taken seriously when people find out.
Yeah, lucky.
How much more if you, that's what your plan is, like you're just trying to fuck your way through the industry. That's a very horrible agenda, like, because once you start, you're not going to
stop. You're not going to stop. Someone told me when I first came to Nigeria, how you make your first 1 mil is how you make your first 10 mil is how you make your first 100 mil. And I was like, Omo, so if you are fucking your way through the industry, you will never stop.
Yeah.
You will never stop. And that is fucking alarming. Like,
that's honestly something that my job my job at Spice afforded me. It afforded me the comfortability to be able to grow in my career and not worry about like what all these producers and all these people on road were making people do for roles and all of that stuff. I was still able to just grow in my space. Like if I rejected your advances, it wouldn't affect the trajectory of my career.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So that was like a safety. It was really a safety net for
me. Yeah, 100%.
Like it helped me grow. I did every kind of TV, from live TV to documentary style to talk show. I was able to do everything in like 4 years.
Yeah.
And I still had my dignity with me.
Like, 100%.
Everything else that I'm doing is because I'm just a whore sometimes. But like, like, really and truly, like, it gave me like the room to just like build my career without having to worry about it. So I think I've always had a problem with workplace romances. Like, I always have, like, I don't encourage it. I don't advise it. Like, if you see it coming here, like, it's run.
I feel like sometimes it's a shared trauma that used to do people.
That was FD.
But I just don't advise it. Honestly, I just feel like it just makes, like, I feel workspaces, whether you're a creative, whether you're a 9-to-5er in Nigeria, are already very, like, volatile. Spell it. They're already very volatile. You can come in angry because your boss has not paid you salary, or they have talked to you any kind of way. And I feel people kind of trauma bond over things like that, and then it leads to something else. But then you're adding another dimension to an already volatile, like, It's you people don't like bomb. You people don't like peace?
Yeah, like I don't fuck with. I don't like and I think like lately, I'm very big on peace of mind.
Mm.
If anything is gonna stress me out,
I don't want it, baby.
When he calls me to break his sweat,
you can keep it, baby.
Anything that's going to make me act of character, anything that's going to make my stomach turn, literally, I'm not interested. I'm not involved. And I think I'm too old for. I'm only 30, but I'm too grown
mm-hmm.
for certain things to still be happening. And I think that at some point, it's either like you're just doing things for the plot, which sometimes is not a bad thing.
I'm not doing for the plot.
I live for doing things for the plot sometimes. But then I don't think like screwing someone you work with is something you should do for the plot.
But I've started taking extreme measures for the plot.
You started taking extreme measures like what?
Girl.
Thank God. I love that. I love that he pants to you. I love that he pants to you. Like, because me, I'm not pants. I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's not an extreme measure, girl.
That's a what?
That's not an extreme measure.
That's not an extreme measure.
Yes.
Girl!
I think you're just being dramatic. Maybe I have crazier friends.
I think it's because you do crazier things. Someone that just started doing things for the plots, yesterday or the day before, that's the one I want to do.
So me, that I'm encouraging you, trying to make you not feel bad. Not say it's me that is doing crazy things.
Are you not?
I'm not. I'm actually very boring.
Okay, but you will not pants her.
That's a lie. I do things for the plots, but I think that the good thing about my own plots is that I only self-sabotage. I never willingly sabotage another person.
So you don't drag them. It's not, what is it called?
I believe in self-sabotage 100%.
So it's only you that's going down with the ship?
Yes. 100%. I believe in self-sabotage. Like, that's, I don't know why. I'd rather just sabotage myself. I think I hate people. I hate being blamed for someone's misfortune.
No, but were they not a willing participant?
I mean, still, at all, let it not be like as if I made it worse for you now. Does that make sense?
No.
I don't like, I believe in self-sabotage. I think it depends on if you're now trying to throw me. If I volunteer myself as tribute, that's different. But if you try to throw me under the bus, then I'm going to bring the whole thing down.
It's Titanic way.
Mm-hmm. That's how I am. I don't like being thrown under the bus. So, and in that scenario, it's very easy for that kind of shit to happen. Plus, I think people talk a lot.
Mm.
Like, it might not even be out of spite.
It might just be a conversational topic.
And I would say, maybe for example, I say, did you notice that somebody, okay, let's say I said, did you notice that Amila said so and so? And I could have just said it in a way like, did you see that she said that? But to you,
it's like, oh,
she said that. Like, do you get what I mean? And the next thing, the game of Chinese whispers will start, and then the whole office knows your business. So your sex face, Seth.
Yeah, I feel like. Well, honestly, I wish we could give you the, oh yeah, do it if you like, for the plot. If you like it, do it too. Honestly, if you like it, if we cannot, we can just have it. If you like it, do it too.
I think you should do it for the plot if that's where you are in your life.
No, it's not that kind of plot. I think the closest thing I've had to like a workplace 9-to-5 romance was when I used to work in tech.
Women in STEM.
Yeah. When I used to work in tech, whenever I say that, people are like,
what did you used to do?
I used to be a project manager, honestly. Nothing.
I used to work in tech. Oh, no, tech.
Nothing crazy. Just, you know, had a few local governments under my belt.
In the UK.
Yeah. In the UK.
In the UK.
In the UK.
I love it.
Do you get? There was one guy. Do you know what the funniest thing now is? Yeah. And I really thank God that nothing ever came of this, right? He also left our job and is now the lead guitarist for one of our artists here in Nigeria.
So what would have happened?
So he was doing up work, husband.
Who's his guitarist? Sorry.
Why? Your Ame boy is too much. Your Ame boy is too much. Your Ame boy is too much. At least wait till the camera shut down.
Sorry.
I go still gist you. Wait now.
I'm hungry now. Okay. I'm just
curious. What was I going to say? Yeah. So yeah. He was doing up work husband. He was doing up work husband, right? And as he was doing up work husband, it was cute. At the weekends, he'll call me. Do you need anything for Monday? What's your Monday like? Mm-hmm. He'll take me out for lunch. Proper, like, work husband stuff. Like, you're making my life easier in this space we're in, right? And then all of a sudden, he now started talking about dating. Eh? We cannot take this outside the office.
Wait, but why couldn't you?
One, no. I work with you.
What was wrong with him?
Nothing was wrong with him.
So why did you say no?
Because I just don't believe in that, like, enclosed kind of space. That is the time I'm now going to be doing romancy.
But workplace romance can be so steamy. Can you imagine, like, hooking up in the toilet or something?
No, I can't.
What if your office has clean toilets?
I still can't.
Why? Have you hooked up in the toilet before?
That never visits.
So yes.
I didn't say yes.
if it feels no, I'm like, no.
No. Yes. What was I going to say? No, because, okay, we're already going out for lunch, yeah? And you've already got the older white people going. Let's say his name was Tom. Oh, Tom is really fond of you, isn't he? Giving it all of that and nothing's going on. Something will now happen. It'll be worse.
But he was trying to date you now. So it wasn't like as if he was just trying to, like...
He had a wife. What kind of stupid dating is that? What kind of fucking dating is that?
Is it like...
I don't know if their wife and him are still together now, but he sure...
At the time, he was married.
Yes, now. But now my point is, let's say we did a thing during that time, yeah? I bet. No problem. Now, we have now moved to Nigeria. We are now doing work colleagues again. And when people are now saying, how do you know each other? How do you know each other? It's, oh, we used to work together. No. You didn't see my wink, Abby.
He winks? When he says we used to work together?
Yes. So he'll say we used to work together.
Men are so irritating. Why? I will box his eye. The first time I see him.
So every time I see him now, yeah, I fully get in front of it. Me, I start screaming, oh, we used to work and say what we used to work and take first. So he cannot say we used to work each other.
But that's so dead. But, like, there's nothing worse than, like, someone that you would never even give the light of day insinuating that you have. But, like, you know, the thing about it is, when I was younger, I used to be so obsessed with, like, clearing rumors. Like, no, that's not true. I didn't do that now.
I don't do that. Anything you hear is true. Anything you think about me is true. It's going there.
Do you know why? Because the one that is not true, I can't, I don't even think I'm like, ah! I did that.
I like hearing about what I did. Oh,
what did I do?
Such a bad girl.
Like, I whatever you heard about me, that shit's true.
It's true. I did it.
I did that shit.
Times two.
I can't even bother about this. But then I wanted to talk about some workplace romance I had, but like, I'll just talk about how it traumatized me and I would definitely not advise.
Okay.
It wasn't even a romance.
What was it? Oppressing.
It was just a problematic P.
Jesus.
Honestly, one of the things I regret the most ever in my life. Like, I'm very big on, like, I don't regret things.
Mm-hmm.
But recently I've been like, I'm overload you, they fuck up sometimes. You they regret this.
And that's fair.
I definitely do, like, regret it.
Okay.
It just got blew out of proportion, and I don't think I knew myself well enough to know even how to handle those kind of scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
I would never advise it. Like, it's just...
And I feel the way society is built up, it's always the woman that ends up losing out more time.
You know what? Well, I don't know. I don't know if I lost out on anything, but it was a horrible time.
Mm.
I would never recommend. Also, maybe because the person was also a demon. Like, the person is the literal crazy person. But obviously, you're not going to come to find that out until
you're close, set in proximity to them.
Yeah. So, I think that people, they disguise, but they disguise well for work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, everybody wants to be professional and on their A game at work.
Yeah.
So you think that you're talking to a normal person, but you are not.
Yay. That's true.
Like, I think that you should, that's also a very important thing to think about. You're always on your best behavior at work. Like,
that one is, that's a real one.
Like, you're always on your best behavior at work. The man that is talking to you at work. Okay. Anyhow, Asha. Like I said,
I would not advise.
Don't have workplace romance.
I would not advise.
But if you have any,
tell us. Let us know.
I really wish we had put this out for people to tell us their workplace romance stories, because that would have been fun.
That would have been interesting.
I trust my listeners and my followers and all the people that follow the podcast, because they would have had some workplace romance. But, like, I don't think it's too late. Like, share what workplace romance is with us. We'll find a way to incorporate it into the next episode.
Sure.
And I'm sure, like, if we ask, like, not that we're asking, like, we can make it, like, a part two of the podcast.
Because actually, I know, yeah, there are people going to have stories.
Have stories for this. And, like, you guys can be more open and honest than me, because I'm not trying to talk about that part of my life, because it was very, very traumatizing.
And that's fair.
And, like, I'm not over it. So I just feel like my strong advice,
Mashi,
don't do it.
My love, but it's, oh no, let's cut don't that one it. Out.
Don't do it. So can we talk about what we expect from this season of Mercurialism?
Yeah.
What are you expecting? Like, is new territory for you.
This is new.
And, like, you're talking more than, like, you ever have.
I know. I'm usually...
Why are you doing food series with me? Come on, you're for me.
I feel like... You like it. That's the thing. Should I just keep my foot there? Ah! Rada. Nonsense. Nonsense and ingredients.
I like rubbish. And, like, I'm in need of a good straightening, so... Everything feels nice to me at the moment.
Don't, it's okay. I'll keep my hands to myself. anyway, I feel like...
Just kidding.
Just play. I feel like normally I try to be the mysterious girl on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want people to see more of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... Yeah, like, vibes, innit?
I've never been mysterious.
Really?
I just didn't used to talk. But I don't think I was mysterious. Yeah, if you meet me, in, like, the first...
If Valerie fucks with you enough, she'll tell you she loves you.
Like, not even that, I'll tell you I love you. I'll tell you anything. I think the thing is, I'm not embarrassed about testing things. I feel like... excuse me. I feel like a lot of people operate from a place of shame.
My crush just messaged me. Sorry. This guy. Novex, sorry.
And I'm next to shameless. Like, I'm like...
Second one.
I feel like he's always playing games with people.
Such a hater. Wait! Oh, do you know?
We'll talk about it later.
Yes.
What was I saying? For ruining my train of thoughts, what was I saying now?
You were a mysterious girl. You're not embarrassed.
Oh,
by
yes.
What you
uh-uh, look at you. It's because you don't smoke weed. Love that for us that you remember it. Because me, it went on from my brain. Yeah, like, I've never been mysterious, but I just used to, I was very vocal. I used to only talk to my friends. But going through, like, my healing journey and, like, my process and everything, I'm very, very vocal about all that I've been through. Because my own tactic is, you cannot shame me for things that I went through. That's my belief. So I think, and a huge part of that came from, obviously, when I was going through my divorce, because I was shamed and talked about, and I was judged, and it made me feel very embarrassed, like I was going through something that was new. And funny enough, people that talked about me in the beginning, they've gone on to have their own marital issues and also separated.
It's okay. Don't worry.
You see that?
I think that's weird, though.
It has nothing to do with me. You see that it's just the institution in general. So I think that, like, because of that in particular, I've really owned my story. Yeah. I'm no longer... am I boring?
Sorry, no. No vex. Please, no.
I'm no longer, like, bored. I'm, sorry, embarrassed or uncomfortable with talking about my certain things. Obviously, there's some things that I'm not ready to talk about, like this case in point. But I think for the most part, I'm, like, moving through the emotions well. I think you're a
really open book there.
You think I'm a pretty open book?
Yeah.
I think so, but maybe sometimes I'm too open.
I think there has
sometimes I'll close, I should close myself like, I feel or like, use my hand.
I feel there's been one time, I can't remember who you were talking to, and you were saying something, and I just wanted to do, shut up.
Really?
Shut up. Yeah. But then I was like, well, if she feels comfortable, who am I talking to? I can't remember.
You know, I have vulnerability hangovers.
What do you mean?
You know what a vulnerability hangover is?
No.
When you're too vulnerable.
Oh, and then you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
I have vulnerability.
Seriously?
Hangovers. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I said too much. I feel like sometimes I'm so expressive that I'm worried that I say too much. I might chase this person. I think like I'm like that sometimes. But it is what it is. Anyway, the cocoa of the gist is don't shit where you eat.
Per.
Don't have workplace romances.
That's a good one.
Yeah, don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
Hondi. Like, don't shit where you eat, man. Like, you need to
separate them. If you really want to press this guy at work, find a new job, go back and press him.
No man. Anyway, except Jesus Christ.
Wait, no man that wants.
No man tell is me. Worth you leaving your job because of prick.
My dear, some people will do it too. Some people will do it.
Honestly, I have not met the man.
I know someone that's done it. That's why I tell you, some people will do it.
Are they still together?
No, of course not. When two mad people link up like the fucking Power Rangers, what do you think will happen?
No. You know, making sacrifices, I think we should talk that as a topic on the podcast. Romantic sacrifices or sacrifices people make in relationships. That one, we should open it to the public first and then talk about it on the podcast.
Actually,
that is some dumb that is true. Shit.
Yeah.
Why are you giving up your job for
Oh, why are you giving up 20K man? For a man? Eh? You stop it. You were on Twitter now.
That girl that gave that much money. You know, me, all I was thinking was, people, can I get money?
And you've known him for a month. There's no man that can razzle dazzle me into giving him 20K in a month. You must be sick.
Have you ever given him my money before, though?
Wait. Let's move chill. On. No, chill. I'm not embarrassed. So, I feel like, let's even preface this, yeah? I am going to refer to a man as the wicked one, yeah? Mm-hmm. And that has been my worst relationship to date.
T-W-O.
Yes. Two.
Two. It has to be two. Because it was wicked. Two.
Yeah. Two. You're right. Two. I'm going to refer to him as the wicked one, yeah? Mm-hmm. And he is the one that showed me every single thing I do not want in a man.
Okay.
Right? It is literally, it cannot be God that sent him. It has to be the devil.
I'm
screwed. It's literally the devil packaged everything I wanted in correct packaging, you know, the type of man I like here, and said, here you go. I fought for my life for almost 2 years, bro. I fought for my life for almost 2 years. So, in that relationship, did I give him money? Yes. Yes, I did. Will I be doing such things again? Probably not. He's ruined it for everybody.
I mean, the only person that's, not the only person, but someone like I said that I did stuff for, collected it back. I collected it back.
What do you mean you collected it? As in, different ways. You gave, okay.
I collected it back.
It's not that you gave itemized bill.
No.
Me, I gave itemized bill.
What I collected
bill.
Back from him was more than what he ever gave me. Because you're mad.
I'm not going to lie. I made an itemized bill and I sent it to his mom.
And that's how we end podcast today, ladies and gentlemen. T-Gabs doesn't play games. T-Gabs, I forgive. T-Gabs doesn't. As because why did you send it to his mom?
Why not? When I sent it to you and you didn't respond to me, it's an itemized bill.
Oh.
What
did his mommy say?
She sent me the money. 100% straight up. I collected it like a fucking bailiff.
You should do debt collecting in London. Because what?
I collected
his mom.
Yeah. And I let him know. I said, look, I'm giving you 2 weeks. If you don't come up with the money or a payment plan, I'm going to tell your mother.
How old was he at then?
Eh?
How old was he?
He was 34.
It's okay enough.
I tried.
He reached to report to him, mama, because he no get sense.
I tried.
It no get sense. It reached to tell him, mama.
So, yeah, boy, she sent me that money quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Thankfully, she had it to send it to you.
We bless God, though.
And she did not abuse you.
No. Luckily, she knows the son she has. So.
Even some people that know the son like the God is so mad.
Shusha.
Well, I mean, anyway, like I said, the summary of today's podcast is, don't she what you eat.
Yes.
Don't fuck your boss.
Yes.
Don't fuck your colleague.
Yes. Don't fuck your subordinate.
Don't do that either. Because, like I said, the power dynamics is crazy. And you might think that it's consensual.
It's
fun.
It's city me. It's interesting.
When the Me Too movement swept, like, the entertainment industry, a lot of people felt like they were in consensual situations with the people, with the victims of the abuse, but they weren't. Because people react to abuse in different ways. And some people clam up, some people cry, some people fight. You never know. So I feel like when there's a doubt, there's a serious power dynamic. So let's say producer, actor, producer, presenter, employer, employee, when the dynamic is like that, it's very, very hard.
Power play, yeah.
Like 9 times out of 10, those scenarios are not consensual.
And once there's a power play involved,
I don't think you should get involved. Mm-mm. It never ends well. I even go a step further and say that a relationship that is a situation, a connection. Because now relationship, situationship, everything, the definition
sheep,
has scattered.
That's
why I say a connection has to be very independent of a lot of elements for it to seriously thrive. Mm-hmm. That's a hill I'm willing to die on. You cannot be connected to certain parts. There's certain parts of your life that should be disconnected from your relationship for your relationship to thrive perfectly. Disconnected doesn't mean that your relationship is not aware.
Yeah.
But like, disconnected in the sense that you have isolated your relationship and insulated it from certain things like penetrating and affecting the relationship in the long run.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, that was a lot of English. You go, baby.
You know, I had to put my...
presenter, your professor hat on.
Presenter, professor.
Mm-hmm.
Life...
Life coach.
Am I a life coach?
Are you sure you will not get a certification?
I think I might. I think I'll make a very, very good life coach.
I think you'd be a dope life coach.
I think so, too. And I have enough empathy to be a very good life coach. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to the podcast and watching us. We are Low Key Relatable Pod across all platforms. Please send us your stories of you hooking up with your colleague. Tell us if you did it in the toilet. I want to hear stories like that.
You like it, Rano. That's why I want to hear stories like that.
You know,
like
I realize that that's my genre.
That's the steamy sites.
I like Nikki.
Iran.
It is well.
But yes. Thank you for watching, guys.
Thank you for watching, and we'll see you soon. Feel free to like, subscribe, and
comment.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.